The Holy Gospel this day, reading from the book of St. John in the 6th chapter. After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. And Philip answered him, 6 months' wages would not be enough bread for each of them to get, would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But where are they among so many people?" And Jesus said, "Make all the people sit down." There was a great deal of grass in that place, and so they sat down, about 5,000 men in all. And then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also with the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea was rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat. And they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately as he got into the boat, they reached the land toward which they were going. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. We have this morning in front of us not one, but actually 2 stories. I'll deal with them in order this morning. The first one begs a question. And I love to ask this question of my confirmation classes. Here's what I usually ask them when we're going to start in on miracles. I say to them, "When does 5 plus 2 times 1 equal 12? Okay, you got that? When does 5 plus 2 times 1 equal 12? And they usually say to me the following: "It doesn't." See, because what they're doing is math. They're not doing God. They're not doing Jesus. They're doing math. And I go, "Yes, it does." And I get them to turn to this passage. And I go, "Now, let me show you God's math." And they go, "That doesn't make any sense." And I go, "Yeah, well, no, it doesn't." But then again, a lot of interesting things in this book don't necessarily make sense to us. And I usually get them to turn to the book of Numbers at this point, and I point out to them that we have talking donkeys. But that's just the start of this whole discussion. If you don't know about that, ask me later. I'll give you the reference for talking donkeys. because they're here. What Jesus says is, I know what's going on. And what's important is this. The disciples haven't looked at an important factor. They have not looked at all their resources, all that they have in front of them. What they've looked at is, okay, what we've got right here in front of us. They're being literalists. We've got a problem right now, dear friends. If you don't know about it, there's a whole number of corporations telling workers to go back to work, come back to the office. And we've got a whole lot of corporations that are encountering this. No, I don't think so. Because they've discovered what it means to be at home and working, and I don't have to spend, like some of my friends in Southern Ontario, up to 2 hours on the road just getting to work and 2 hours on the road going home from work. The resource is right there. All you have to do is make sure you plug in on the internet. They don't understand that you may not need to come in 5 days a week. What happens here is you'll notice they've missed the most important resource that's available. Children. Because you see, in Jesus' day, children don't count. I'm sorry, but in Jesus' day, neither do women. It's what it is. In his society, in his culture, you don't count. That's how it goes. Kids don't count, especially because they're not useful until they can do things. Like until you can clean out the barns, until you can feed the pigs, until you can gather the eggs and do all that kind of harvesting, farming sort of work. Children don't count. This child has come prepared. It's like mom sent him with lunch. Because this is a good-sized lunch for him. He's got 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, you have to remember that bread doesn't look like bread. What he's got is he's got flat bread. Pitas is what he's got. There's no yeast in it because it doesn't travel well. So he's got flat bread. And the fish he's got should look like they're working for the Department of Highways in Southern Ontario. I'm serious about this. It should be white because there's that much salt on it to preserve it. So you're going to need something to wash it down with. Oh, holy Christmas, it's going to be salty. But this is what he's got. And Jesus goes, sure, I can work with this, no problem. Watch. And he does this that's important. He says grace. He takes the loaves and blesses them. He says grace. He takes the fish and blesses them. He says grace. And in doing that, dear friends, he's done the most important thing we do at every meal as Christians. He stepped into the presence of God and said, thank you. Now we're ready to go. And look, leftovers. This is one of the places where we as church got it. I have never been to a church supper in over 60 years. Yeah, that tells you how old I am. In more than 60 years, I have never gone to a church supper that there wasn't food left over. There's always more to go around. Okay, maybe it's just buns, a little bit of egg salad or tuna salad, but there's food. There's still food when we're all done. This is what Jesus notes, and he sends them away with care packages. They gather up 12 basketfuls, and that'll go around. the blessing of the Lord. Now he's about to give him a second blessing because, hey, guess what? I'm going to show you who I am. This is the second half. I'm going to take a little stroll. I'm walking on the water, and when they say terrified, they are. Now, I'm not going to spend the time I could about the understanding in Jesus' day that have to do with spirits. If you really want to see that, I'll direct you to 1 Samuel 28 if you want to talk about spirits. We can get into a whole discussion about raising spirits, witches, exorcisms. We could be here all week doing this. What they think is they're seeing a ghost walking across the water because Jesus can't pull that off. And he goes, sure I can. I am the Son of God. Anything that's required, I can do. And notice, they've been rowing hard. He gets in the boat, they're there. That fast. And if you want to see that happen, Acts chapter 8. Take a look at the story that's there, and it works for the disciples as well. I'll point that out to you. What is happening here is this. Blessing after blessing after blessing, because we are using the resources we have at hand. If we as a church, if we as a Christian people, pull together the resources we had and use them in the fashion that Jesus asks us, we'd be dangerous. I promise, we'd be dangerous people. Because what would happen is this whole world would look entirely different. Unfortunately, there are other impediments to that. That's another story for another day. But what Jesus is reminding us of is this. One, I want you to look at your treasure, says Jesus. And this is a great time to do it because we're still partly in the pandemic when we're still thinking about things. So we've got still time to sit for a minute. It's summertime. We've got time to sit for a minute. Because being good Canadians, we need to sit for a minute. We don't get enough summer. You know this. We don't get enough summer, so we got to sit for a minute. Number two, Jesus says, knowing those treasures, I want you to give thanks before God for the blessings that come out of that. And I'll leave you with that thought because that empowers us, if we seriously do it, it empowers us for the work that God's going to give us to do, the places Jesus is going to take us, the words that the Spirit is going to give us to share this day and this week as we're working for the kingdom. Amen.